So as we have listened to these wonderfully inspiring words from Daily Word, it's helped to prepare our minds and our hearts to enter into a time now of both prayer and meditation, a time where we speak, where the intentions go forth to the universe, and a time where we are silent in order to listen, to receive. And so I invite you, as you join with me now in this sacred time, to begin by breathing, by relaxing, by letting go, by centering in this now moment. Knowing that our universe is energy in motion. We feel the vibration of the energy of the singing bowl, and it reminds us that we are all a part of this flow, this tapestry of life that weaves itself in and through us, through those around us, and out into our world. And so as we let the resonance of this toning, of this music, move within the heart of our being, it helps us to be aligned with divine spirit, the Holy Spirit, the oneness of God. And as we open ourselves to the flow of this pure energy, it touches our minds, it touches our hearts, it touches our very being. It allows the cells in our bodies to remember the truth of their wholeness, to resonate at that higher level that manifests forth as goodness, as healing, as wisdom, as insight, as creativity, as joy, as abundance. And as we allow ourselves to be infilled, to be healed and blessed in mind, body, and spirit, we then recognize this unity of spirit throughout our world, and that we are indeed connected to all that is, that we are a part of that tapestry. And in this moment, we lend our light, the love that is resonant in our heart as we have been infilled with the limitless supply and the source of God. We let that flow forth to the places in our world right now that may be experiencing conflict or challenge. And we know that there is something greater than outer experience and the viewpoint from just our intellectual mind, from the brain of this body. We know that there is the mind of God within us. There is the heart of God. And that we are indeed the conduit through which that flows to heal our world, to bless our family and friends, our community, and out around to all nations everywhere. And so we take this time to breathe more deeply, to allow ourselves to be immersed in God's healing light, and then to continue to send that forth as a blessing upon this world. Join me now in the sacred silence of oneness. And as we experience abundant blessings in this gracious communion or oneness with divine creator, with Holy Spirit, with beloved Mother, Father God, Yahweh, breath, we surround our prayer box in the light, the prayer requests that have been placed within it. We surround our spiritual community. We surround Unity Worldwide Ministries. We surround our world in the light. And we take a moment to speak aloud the names of those people or places that we would wish to especially bless at this time. Ann Curry. And we know the mighty power of breath, of that spoken word, the intention that goes forth. And together, we move that out into our world for the highest good of all concerned. And we say, thank you, God, beloved Holy Spirit, in your name. Amen. If you will take your prayer partner slips, I will invite our ushers, so you can send them to the center of the aisle and they will collect them. Please be sure, and as you exit after the service, to take one home with you.
Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers, take charge of what you're saying. Think a higher consciousness, and take this wholeness, and live in. Comes our prayer.
I never played that before, sorry.